Welcome, athletes, into the gym closet. We have a great episode today. We have a long episode today. You can't see it, but we have Jeremy Chan on. There he is. He's going to be on. We're going to do a coach interview today. Get to learn your new coach, Jeremy, who you've probably met. You've probably got to be tortured a little bit by him. And so we're going to meet him. We have a lot of really cool stuff. We got a ton of segments today. We got to get it in and get it out because we got shit to do. I guess
some of us do. I don't know. I'm probably just gonna go home and watch Dexter.
Too much.
Nice. Well, that's Dexter. You started Dexter again.
Yeah, dude. Nice. I started the fourth season just to watch it. Now I'm on like season 8. Hooked, I'm like, right? What happened?
Of course. Yeah. But if this is the first time you're joining us for the Gym Closet, it is a deeper look into what we do at Crave Gym and why we do it. And in doing so, we touch on some. So even if you're not a Crave Gym athlete, we give some information, give our insights, give our takes on our knowledge in fitness, business, life, and all sorts of little hacks and stuff that we've came across along the way. So we appreciate you for stopping in. Let's get right into it. We got a we're going to talk to Jeremy first. Actually, first let's do the athlete shout out. We're going to get that one out of the way first because we have a huge athlete shout out. So for all of the athletes at Crave Gym, this goes out to everybody that in our Live to Lift season that was with us this in 2018. We were awarded the Spirit of Christmas Award, if you can see that on live. So we were awarded the Spirit of Christmas Award, and as a gym, that's a huge honor. It basically is the organization that came together, we had the biggest impact for the Salvation Army. We got to accept that award last night. So thank you guys so much for all your participation. This is when we get to accept an award like this, it's really humbling and it's really awesome because we accept it on behalf of you as our athletes. And we want to make sure that, you know, this recognition goes to you guys. So thank you guys so much. Huge shout out to all the athletes that earned the Spirit of Christmas Award from the Salvation Army this last year.
Too cool. There's awesome. A podcast episode also where they talk, where you interview with them.
Yes.
So listen to that if you haven't.
Which is another reminder. Go back to the Live to Lift season where we do interview Liz and Jim Beardsley. They are the kind of the top dogs. They're majors in the Salvation Army in Des Moines, and they actually are retiring, and we talk about that a little bit last year, but they're retiring, so it was bitter. Go back and listen to that episode if you have not listened to that episode. But a huge shout out, thank you guys all for participating as much as you do in every single season. This is just a small way that the Salvation Army has really concrete way showed us that we are making a difference. And so way to go. You know, that's a huge testament to you guys, not necessarily Amber or myself that get to accept an award like that, but if we could have, you know, 200 people on stage with us, we definitely would bring you guys up there because it was it's an honor to accept that on your guys' behalf. So congratulations to all of you for that. But now let's get into a little bit of a coach's interview. So as you guys know, we talk to all of our coaches, try to get you to know a little bit more about all of our coaches' lives and get to know them on a little bit more of a personal level. So we brought Jeremy in today. He is new. How long have you been with us now? Almost 2 months?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So he is joining us today. We should have gotten, athlete questions for you, but we didn't. So sure. We came unprepared for that, but welcome into the Gym Closet. You said you've never been in here before.
Never. Yeah, it's a closet.
It definitely is a closet, right? Yeah, yeah. You would think that the name would be deceiving, but it really isn't.
It's just very telling of exactly what it is.
We thought we were witty at the time, but we definitely weren't. But tell us a little bit about, you know, what life was like for you. You know, what you, growing up, your athletics, your, you know, what got you into becoming a coach here at Crave and kind of what led you to a career as a strength and conditioning coach?
All right.
And make sure you talk into the mic. It's a little bit. There we go. Yeah.
There we go.
Scoot forward a little bit. There we
all
go.
Right. So.
Let's tilt that live over there.
So I am a Illinois raised boy. So I'm from Morris, Illinois, about 45 minutes southwest of Chicago off of I-80. If you've ever been there, stop at Corleone's. Quick shout out there. Good Italian food. But so athletic-wise, I've been a football player my entire life. That's pretty much all I've really played. Tossed around sports here and there, but that was my one true love, and that's what ended up getting me to Central College in Pella, Iowa. But backing up a little bit there, I strength and conditioning program, you know, sure. Basically just meathead program, mainly came with just us having a brand new weight room, you know, top notch and all that. But as a lot of kids do, I didn't go with my gut straight out of high school and ended up deciding, well, business management sounds like a good plan, so let's go with that.
Sure.
You know, a couple of accounting classes later at Central, 2 years into college, I decided I was going to take the leap of faith to go back to what I originally had thought, and went and sat down with the very intimidating Kyle Johnson at Central College. If you ever get the chance to meet him. He is a very interesting guy to pick his brain. But making that leap was probably one of the best decisions I've made in my life. I would definitely say that strength and conditioning has changed who I am, what I do on a daily basis, and basically how I approach life on a daily basis. I've definitely learned new philosophies and whatnot about myself that I never would have thought would be me. I definitely would say strength and conditioning, yeah, philosophies and life lessons. But awesome. So strength and conditioning, though, at Central, so basically how that went for me was coming in, you are basically thrown into a water full of sharks there. I mean, it's full go off the thing, and he's not afraid to tear in you there. And by my senior year, being able to take ownership of the men's and women's soccer team is really where I started to develop as an actual coach. It wasn't so much as, okay, do this on the paper or helping with form. It was actually starting to learn how to coach and how to approach different players, dealing with coaches, even the athletic training room. And that's when I really basically learned the, like we've kind of talked about, the Brett Bartholomew art of coaching type of thing, like
conscious coaching, yeah, where you're coaching the athlete, not just coaching a movement.
Gave me a completely different perspective. And actually, I'm kind of jump across here, but what really got me to basically love the coaching side of it was I played football at Central, and coming in, thought I would, you know, I was kind of a cocky freshman coming in. I thought I'd come straight in, start all of that, ended up getting injured, but so does everyone else.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Zach's been there.
Plenty of injuries.
We've all been there.
But so came my senior year, I was next in line to be playing wide receiver, basically, you know, next man in, and I couldn't tell you what came over me, but next thing I knew, I was on the phone talking with our head coach saying that I see that we kind of have low depth at the safety position and I feel like I could help there. In my mind, I was thinking I'll be able to get on the field there, no doubt. Came the about the final day of camp my senior year, the one thing I always feared was to become a scout team player as a senior in college. And that happened, and that day I was, you know, pouty, I was bad, but very soon I learned that I would not change a thing about it. I got to learn, basically becoming a senior coach for the freshman safeties and defense, that translated into the weight room more than I could ever express. It taught me how to approach so many different scenarios in a smarter way and different ways, and basically how to just take everything with a grain of salt and, you know, make the best of it.
Yeah.
So from there, I decided I didn't want to go the collegiate strength and conditioning route. I've thought it would always be kind of cool to be in that kind of setting, but at the same time, you don't always control your destiny. There's this bad thing in D1 strength and conditioning that you're tied to the coach. If the coach does bad,
right,
you're out. So, and I've always kind of liked the private sector feel of it, because you actually get to be a little more personal and have that personal touch with the people you work with, rather than just shuttling in kids for 4 years and then pushing them out. After that, you're done. In the private sector here, you really get to learn lifelong friends and all of that.
I mean, yeah, we've had athletes here for 5 years, and shout out to all of those people that, Jordan, when, I mean, you joined, you're close to 5 years, and look at where,
yeah,
you know,
2015.
Yeah. And you turn into a family, and I completely agree. And
there's countless examples like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, I completely agree. That's an awesome reason to get into the private side of things. So you've been here, you know, 2 months, with your experience so far, what's some of the best parts of your position and of your job, and then what's some of the most challenging things that you got to go through right now?
I would say one of the best things that happens here at Crave Gym for us coaches is we actually get, you know, let loose to actually coach and be our own. I would say each coach here kind of has a different kind of coaching style or philosophies that they bring to the coaching side. But then at the end of the day, you know, we're all doing the same thing. We all have the same goals, and it's all one tight-knit family. So that's one of the biggest things that pulled me here. From the other places I've looked at, there's no other place like this. I mean, I couldn't beat, you know, that nail hard enough. There's no other place like Crave Gym, and I'm not just saying that. But one of the biggest challenges, I'd say, is getting to know new people is actually kind of a challenge for me. I'm not always the most personable person, didn't always used to be. I used to be the head down, walk down the hallway kid. So one thing that I have to constantly challenge myself with every day is just be approachable, be talkative with people, and just, you know,
yeah,
get to know them. That's one thing that I've gotten a lot better at.
Sure. And that's interesting, because it comes out of, and I'm very similar in that, and most people wouldn't know this about me, but I'm pretty introverted as well. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, I'm a homebody when I don't have events. That's why I actually like doing a lot of events and stuff, because it forces me out of my bubble. But then when I am here, it almost turns on a different mode, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's the same.
I'm the same exact.
Yeah, I think a lot of our...
I'll go through Hy-Vee, and I just won't look at anyone. I'll just walk. I don't want to talk to anyone. I want to go straight back to my apartment. Right. When I come in here, just... I mean, different person. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Jordan, do you are you extroverted?
I'm
in
a
everything?
Social butterfly. Yeah. No, not really. But like the grocery store, dude, nobody wants to run into anybody.
But dude,
in
there's those people.
We had a whole conversation.
There's those people that are in Hy-Vee that are like, "How's it going?
No,
how's your day?" Like,
fuck
like
those people.
Not even doing anything with any type of job.
Dude,
they're just happy. They're
no
like, how's
way.
Your day going?
No,
they're
I'm like, I'm very happy in a grocery store until somebody starts talking to me. Then I'm like, oh my god, my day's ruined.
Right.
I'm gonna.
It's funny because then I challenge Zach and Dan to
That's
talk to one person
one.
Every time they go to the grocery store.
Oh, why? What?
Just to get them out of their bubble and to get them to. Eventually, that conversation leads to
where you
a
were.
Lead. Yeah.
But come on, better ways than the grocery store,
no.
Dude. If somebody came, like, if the
no,
first
I
time
get what
I
he's
ever
doing.
Met
he's
you
teaching
at the
core,
grocery store, and you were like. Talking to me about Crave Gym, I'd be like, fuck that place. Never going there. This guy bugged me at the grocery store.
No, but the reason that it's a challenge to them is because that's the only place we go in public half the time. You know what
true,
I mean?
True story.
Dude, I would start going to public places a lot and be like, look, I'm going all these other places. I'll talk to people, I swear to God.
Anywhere other than the grocery store.
Let me stop talking to people at the grocery store. I went to the park, 14 different parks today!
I walk into Hy-Vee Gas down the street from my apartment, where my old one where he lives. And I had a Crave sweatshirt on. The guy's like, oh, the Crave owner was just in here.
Oh.
He's like, he gave me his card. He was like a later kid in high school. And I was like, oh, yeah. And he's like, it sounded kind of interesting. And I was like, yeah, you should come to check it out. And then I was like the more, like, you know, younger kind of, not the boss, but like the friendlier guy.
Not
and
40.
He actually was
Wait,
like,
how old are you?
What?
40.
No.
47 years old.
Okay. Yeah, right.
So I look good for 47.
You know what I mean? He just... probably conversate differently and so he was like, oh yeah, maybe I will come try it out. Nice. And I was like, I texted him, I was like, tag team guy, I got beat. Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
But it was funny.
But yeah, so back to Jeremy. What our live video pause. It always turn the internet off.
Like just pull it down.
Swipe it down. Yeah.
Uh-oh. And then the white.
So Jeremy, have you had a chance to come to any of our events or anything yet? Have your schedule allowed you to do anything?
Not yet, but I was at a same event with you guys. Well, not with you, but I was at the Special Olympics dodgeball tournament.
Oh yeah, okay.
I was on the Freedom Ballers team, got second place. Shout out Norwalk Police Department.
Nice.
But yeah,
that was before you were coaching here.
Yeah, that was before I even sent in resumes or any of that. And it's funny how things happen or work out that way. But I just remember sitting there seeing you guys. I couldn't believe how many people you guys had there for Crave Gym.
Yeah,
you guys had what, three, four different teams?
We had four teams, and it was just a great turnout because none of us won anything. We all sucked.
Like great in the number of people that were there.
Yes.
Not
yeah.
Great
in
how
the
we did.
Great in the camaraderie.
Well, it doesn't help when Crave Gym's beating Crave Gym in tournament play.
That's true. Yeah, we had
but
three
if, like
teams.
Some of us had done better, we wouldn't have played each other so often.
Ooh.
That's probably true.
It is true.
Because all of us met each other.
And I'm not saying bracket. I was good. I was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, the team, I got to pick what team I was on. And,
he waited around
until the tournament got
he
started so I could see everybody.
He was taking pictures until there was a team that was still undefeated. And Tyler was like, all right, I'll be on that
and
team.
And so I jumped on that team, and we lost the first two games in the gold bracket. Yeah. So I didn't even get to play too very often. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more, if you don't mind, about kind of your personal life and you know let's talk about a coach that was inspirational in anything that you've done in life, and then maybe somebody that you looked up to that wasn't necessarily a coach but someone else.
I would say I got to go right to college. I had to bypass kind of the high school and middle school coaches just because of the mindset and the personality I had at the time wasn't the best to be I wasn't accepting of being coached at the time, which looking back, that's one of my biggest regrets of, I kind of just looked at it as, well, it's the coach's fault that I didn't catch that pass or, you know, that's not the right play or something like that. It wasn't outspoken about it. It was just an internal thing that I wish I would have approached much differently. But going to college, it goes right to my strength and conditioning coach from the standpoint of, it's kind of a funny story, but it started out coming in as a freshman, so at the time I wasn't a strength and conditioning intern yet, but right off the bat, I had to approach the guy and tell him, hey, so I have a fractured back and I can't squat. And this guy competes like Olympic weightlifting, all this, and the back squat is probably like his favorite thing in life.
Right.
So right off the bat, he kind of just looks me up and down and he's just like, all right. And he turns around, points at a belt squat and goes, you can use that. And he just walks away from me. And years later, in my senior year, as I'm getting ready to graduate, he finally opened up and told me the story of what he thought about me as a freshman. And it was, I'll be honest with you, Jeremy, I did not like you. But you kept on showing up and you kept on working hard, so I thought, maybe he's not so bad. But then one day you decide to be a strength and conditioning intern, and I didn't know what the hell you were thinking. But then 2 years later, not a bad idea. So, but what basically that did was that man pushed me in so many ways that I couldn't thank him enough. I mean, he challenged me daily, whether it was screaming or not, it was for a reason. He taught me how to take ownership. I was... You know, going back to my younger years, I was always kind of the one to kind of bypass things and try to avoid difficulty in a sense. And he really got me to learn to, if you're going to make mistakes, at least do it, you know, with 100%, you know, the broken record type of things, but really take ownership and work hard with every single thing you do. And really teach you to, I mean, you don't want to outshine, you know, teammates or strength interns or, you know, anything you do, but basically everything's a competition with what you do. And I finally got that mindset set and coming with confidence, which that would be the last thing that I would have to say is he taught me the best was I did not have good confidence coming into the strength and conditioning realm. And just every day. I mean, whether it was random questions. I mean, one day he asked me if I knew what a liger was. That's kind of besides the point, but he's a weird guy. He's like, you know what a liger is? Yeah. It's a lion and a tiger. Did you know that? Like, yeah, yeah, coach. He's like, well, which one's a male and which one's a female, and how does that happen? I don't know, man.
That's an interesting question to ask. I like that.
Yeah.
He's just opening your brain. And so, like, one thing that we do, and actually, so we'll invite you to, we're on a little bit of a tight schedule today, mm-hmm. but something you said leads right into another segment. Mm-hmm. So if you want to, you can definitely stick around and we'll get some segments in. But I really, one thing that you said was, you know, what one thing that he taught you was taking ownership. And if you're going to make mistakes, you know, make it, giving it your all and everything. And so that leads us perfectly into knocking another block off the wooden pyramid. So we kind of do a block of the wooden pyramid as a segment. And this week's is initiative and taking initiative. And so that sounds exactly like what you had learned from him. Mm-hmm. Basically, initiative is having the courage to make a decision and take action, whether you know that it's okay or not. And so people with initiative move forward without the fear of failure. Even though they might make a mistake or fail, they're doing it 100%. They're making those decisions and then also taking ownership of any failures that, mm-hmm. that they might have. So the segment that we want to talk about today is taking initiative. And so this week we want to challenge all of our athletes to take initiative, do something that you know. There's just a lot of ways to think about that. You know, if there's something at work that can, maybe it's something that nobody's ever thought of before and it's something that you've thought of, but you just were like, well, that's not the way that it's done. Challenge some things a little bit, take initiative and ask some questions and maybe get some extra stuff done. And that's going to go a long way in what you do. You know, I know as coaches here, I love when our coaches, you know, take initiative and talk about, you know, oh, hey, what about this movement or what about this program protocols, you know, different things that we can implement to make ourselves better and ultimately make the entire organization better, whether it's Crave Gym or your work or whatever the case might be. A lot of that is big on that initiative part of it. So we got a bunch of segments. I got a new segment that we won't talk about yet, but I have a humans SMH. Jordan, you got a...
I don't know if we want to call it a new segment. Jordan does dumb things or humans SMH. I think it's like the same thing. And then a today I learned, okay, and nice. We got foodie.
Cool. Oh yeah, we did have a foodie, didn't we?
We do. Oh yeah.
So let's jump in. Since we got two humans, let's get into a human SMH. Go ahead and if you want to throw yours
so
out there.
So right before I got here, Tyler was asking by me the way, if
sorry,
I worked out.
Sorry to interrupt, but by the way, these segments are just, we just bullshit and talk.
Yep.
So chime
feel free
in
to
anytime
jump
you want.
In
yep,
anytime.
Jump in. Yeah.
Right before I got here, Tyler was asking me, like, oh, you didn't show up to Crave today? Was today your off day or whatever? I was like, no, I went for a run. And he's like, in this weather? Yes, I did. And so I planned for that. I drank a bunch of water or whatever, but I didn't plan to run as far as I did or where I did. So I was running on a trail behind Gray's Lake, and then it forked where I could either go over a bridge and go right or I could go left. And I thought... like, they connected. Like, I thought I would go right, and
sure.
then it would connect back onto it. And it, like, after a while, I was like, no. Like, that's not what this is going to do. So I was like, all right, I just got to, like, see where this is going to go.
Push through.
See where I'm going to go. And then I realized where I was, and I was like, I'm getting kicked out at the art center. Like, this is so far from my house. But I was like, whatever. Like, I'll probably be okay. But what I didn't account for is, like, Grand. If you've ever been Grand is like just a bunch of hills. And I still was like, I'm just going to do it. Like,
again,
just...
in this weather.
Yes. In 90 some odd degrees, a bunch of humidity. And I was just like, I'm just going to keep going. And then I finally hit a spot where like I had to go up another hill. I was like, fuck.
Walk.
Nope. And then so luckily I had my phone and I called an Uber. I was like,
yes!
I waited it because I was not close. It was not close. And
oh,
I was
I
like,
love that.
I'm going to be late. I was like, I'm going to show up at like 7:30 if I have to walk home from here. So I called the Uber and like waited in a parking lot.
I absolutely love that you called an Uber to finish
it
your
was,
workout.
Oh, dude, I was dying.
That is awesome. That is a huge human's SMH. If you are on a run and you call an Uber to go back, that is
I was dying.
I don't remember what it was for, but I think it was our it was something. Dan was walking here, remember? And I was like, Dan's walking. He was supposed to be coming, and he's like, I'm just gonna come from my house. It should only take me about 30 minutes. I picked him up, and he's like, dude, it's been an hour and 45 minutes. He was down the street. He's like, I would have had another 30 minutes. I was like,
how far does he live?
Not that far.
Out by Valley.
And it took him that long
like
to
past
walk?
Valley. I don't
hold
know.
Hold on one
and
second.
It was,
what
it started,
was he doing?
It started,
past Valley.
Past Valley.
Was he like walking on his hands?
It was past Valley. And then it started raining too.
That's awesome. Kind of fascinating.
He's like, I thought it was going to be 30 minutes.
That's awesome.
He's like, I left an hour and 45 minutes ago. He's like, thanks for coming to pick me up.
Human in there, Dan. I understand.
Humans. Shaking my head. And, my humans SMH today, we got an Amsterdam tourist. Uh-oh. And I – so I – we had Amsterdam talk. But we have some cool stuff coming with container shipping containers. And so this is kind of how this came up, and I stumbled across this article. And an Amsterdam tourist unwillingly pays for a shipping container in Airbnb booking. So there's a shipping container on the side of the road that is basically like three mattresses and then a porta potty inside of this shipping container. And they paid, it was 100 euros, I don't know, a night. I don't know what that equates to. Probably half, 50 bucks.
No, euros? No, that's more.
They're not more valuable,
they're
than
not
the
more
dollar.
Valuable than the dollar.
There was like a time
Dude,
where they went up for a little bit. Hold
I was literally
on.
Just there using
I'll
euros.
Figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Yep.
I think you're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
You're not a math
My grandma
guy.
Gave me 100 euros for graduation. It was worth about 120 bucks.
Okay, maybe
114.
Right. I'm looking it up. That's a lie. So it's 90 cent to the dollar.
Yeah, a euro's
90
less.
Cents to yes.
So a dollar is worth more.
Yes.
Than
yes.
A euro.
You're
yeah.
saying that
that's
the opposite.
So 100
no,
euros
the way
would be
you just
$90.
Said it, yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
If you have a dollar. What?
I know. I'm right. I'll show you my bank account and how much I took out and how many euros.
If
I take 20 euros
Jeremy,
out.
Back us up here.
20
three,
euros
maybe
out.
Maybe three will convince him.
That's more than $20 being taken out of my account.
No.
No, the opposite.
The opposite.
I don't care what that says. I was just there.
Wait. She started by giving you 100 euros or 100 American dollars?
She gave me 100 euros.
Which is $90.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, but it didn't
that's not right.
If you're so wrong, though. It is.
That's fine.
Look it up. I'm saying Zach will not listen to reason. This is,
I don't understand.
This is like listening to science.
I'm not listening to you. I was just there for
hold
2 weeks.
Hold on.
Your
just hold on.
Is
hold on. Hold
anecdotal.
On. Hold
it does
on.
Not matter.
Ignore us and just look at Google.
So
dude.
I was buying something at the store and I said, this is 70 euros. How much would this be in like American dollars? And you did the math and it was about 81, something like that. 81 American dollars, but it was 70 euros.
You're like very spot on the opposite way.
The opposite way.
No. Okay, that's fine. But I know I'm right.
You probably had $77. Okay. $70.
All right, we're letting this segment get hijacked.
I bet you didn't know you're going to learn.
I have a receipt. I'll show you my receipt and how much
I
got withdrawn from my
account. I've had so many arguments that are exactly like this, and in an hour, he's going to be like, oh, yeah, you guys were right. Sorry.
I don't care.
Yeah. And he doesn't care.
Right.
That's the problem. But anyway, now, the British tourists, they arrived and they were in the booking container, and that just ruined the segment. So
hey, but now hold on. I know how you feel, British tourist. I accidentally stayed in a hippie commune because I didn't read the Airbnb thing either. Remember I told you that like, when we went traveling? Look, they can be confusing sometimes.
Okay, yes. So this was my question on this. I'm shaking my head, but am I shaking my head at the person that didn't read the ad, or am I shaking the head at the rude person that has that as an Airbnb?
Both. Now, both? As someone that made the mistake on my part, I should have read the ad. That was my fault. Now, a hippie commune is not as bad as a shipping container with a porta potty inside.
Yes. It had a window.
Oh, well, never mind then, dude. What's this guy's got a great place.
Right? Yeah, a great place. So that was my humans SMH. We have a new
so
segment.
Why does it say that?
Yeah, why does it say that?
Because
what
he's
is
right.
It?
What was
why
it?
Oh!
Google say the other way?
If I get him to say I'm right, oh, my night's going to be made.
What did you look up?
One U.S. dollar is 90 euro.
One
oh, I looked at it the wrong way.
1 euro. Thank you. Thank
oh, so you were looking at
yeah.
it.
Thank okay. you. Thank you so much. Okay. I knew I wasn't crazy. I was there literally living for 2 weeks. I know
that's,
I wasn't crazy.
So he really was wrong. That's fine.
Okay. I feel so much better. I thought I was literally going crazy. I
You made me think I was crazy.
I love that. I absolutely love that. That was but we did figure it out. We were just you had
my brain hurts so bad right now, and I'm so tired.
Anyway, so new segment alert. Bum, 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 bum. All right, this is a segment that is called "But Would You." So
I was reading that when he was talking. When you guys were like, you asked me something, I was like, what?
Wait, because
I was reading that whole thing.
Okay, yes. So, in Germany, it's in Germany, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Don't ask
Cologne,
me right now.
Cologne, Germany. There's a study that NASA's putting on and they're paying $18,500 for someone to lie in bed for 2 months. So basically, you have to stay in bed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 60 straight days, and you cannot get out for bathroom, for bathing, for meals, for anything. So you are in that bed, and it actually, if that entire time is quote-unquote work for you, you're actually only getting paid like $13 an hour.
But that's 24 hours. I mean,
24 hours a day, yeah. Right. So, I mean,
$13 for 24 hours a day is pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. $18,000 for 2 months, that's a nice paycheck.
Yeah.
But would you?
No.
No.
No, that sounds horrible.
You know how much muscle you would lose?
That's what they're doing, is they're doing anti-gravity study.
You would, like, turn into a slug.
Yeah. Like, you would atrophy.
Oh my gosh.
Terribly. Yeah.
I just thought about my surgeries.
I want to know,
being in cast and stuff. Gosh.
Like, how much of it is, like, the, what am I trying to say? Like, what are you allowed to do?
Know.
Like, are you allowed to play video games if you're lifting your arms? Like, do they strap you down?
I think you can literally do anything, because you can still eat, and you can still, you know, I don't think you catheter.
If
I think you would have
stuff out
to.
My hands.
I believe you would
if
be
I could
sitting,
eat,
watching
you know,
TV.
The only thing is you couldn't lift, and you would lose muscle, but, like, you could eat healthy.
That's the
you
point of the study. It's a NASA study.
For 18 grand?
What about, like, bed sores and stuff?
Yeah.
Well,
dude, laying in your bed that much?
Yeah. Oh. But, I mean, you would be able to turn over to one side. I mean, how uncomfortable.
But you couldn't stand. This would you be stand
torture.
Up in your bed and stretch?
It would be too much.
I'm in the bed. If I could stand up and, like, move around, do high knees for, like, 2 hours.
You'd have to be sitting down, I think. So it would be 2 months in jail, basically. It would be worse than jail.
Oh, way worse than jail. Because at least you can do push-ups.
You're getting
in jail.
18 grand.
Now,
2 months of your life gone.
Right. I'm gonna what? Okay, like I was just asking, what are the limitations on what they allow you to do? Like,
that's a huge factor.
You,
I think.
Can you kind of, you know, can you play with it a little bit?
That'd be a huge. Can
you'd probably be on camera.
Like, no,
they're like.
That's too much muscle.
Absolutely
exercise.
Not. Yeah,
that like probably
you're
would
working
be too
your
much
forearms
exercise.
Out too much.
I mean, that'd probably be they too just much call exercise. Over for a curtain.
Yeah. They have heart rate monitors. Your heart rate's getting too high.
What's going on here?
So that is our new segment. But would you? So that's going to be a fun segment, I think, as we continue to find those. So let's get into our foodie. It was a very healthy gym foodie this time around.
Yeah, went
did
from,
you vote?
Went
God,
from cookies
if
to
it's what I thought won, I'm going to be so upset because I hate that vegetable.
It is.
Ugh.
I was surprised.
I hate
it. Okay, so
it's my least favorite. It makes me throw up.
The winner, I don't feel like saying the word, the winner on both of them was asparagus by like 60 to 40-ish.
What? You don't like asparagus?
Oh, I fucking hate it.
Dude, really? Here's my thing.
I'm a broccoli guy
when
way
I,
over
when
asparagus.
I was younger,
broccoli
I got,
was going to do well.
Hmm. Yeah.
People who picked voted green beans over Brussels sprouts have never eaten a good Brussels sprout.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. Like,
well,
it,
okay.
it's undeniable.
I agree.
Again, Brussels it comes back to the picture.
Have a stigma.
That was a great looking picture.
Yeah. No, but if you would have had a glistening, potentially like some
seasoning.
Cheese on the
you can't
Parmesan cheese
on
top.
No.
That's the Brussels sprout you're thinking of, though.
No, I'm not. I'm
no.
talking
a
roasted.
Fry in a pan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the
Amber
picture.
Makes some seasoning.
Amber makes the best Brussels
dude, these
sprouts.
Are you kidding me? Like,
yes, those look good.
Vinegar.
I would rather have too. Brussels sprout halves.
Yeah,
though.
I thought those like.
I do not.
They get.
I dislike them a lot more.
Dude,
I like them a lot less. If they're not halved, that's true.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
They're delicious. They're,
yeah.
they're probably my favorite vegetable.
Did you know, though, with asparagus, is there something in your DNA that tells that basically makes you your smell, your pea smell if you eat a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people don't have it, and some people do, and so some people can eat a ton of it, and their piss doesn't smell.
Only one way to find out.
Right. You have to eat them and know. Mine, I do have it in my DNA. Yeah.
Me too.
I did not have to go to 21andMe to find out that
stinky? Or is it just like
it
weird?
Yeah. It's stinky.
I've had a lot of asparagus. I've never been like, oh, stinky. What if I don't have it?
It's just pretty distinct smell.
It's a distinct. You would know.
Yeah, you'd be like, "Ooh, I ate asparagus."
I don't know, though, dude. I'm a pretty like.
You just have random smells coming out all the time.
Like I just aloof. What's the word? What's the word I'm looking for? Not aloof. Is it? Yeah, I'm a pretty aloof guy. Yeah. Like, I'm not paying attention. I'm not going to be like, "Oh, what's happening?" Like, I could probably pee blood if I wasn't looking down. I'd be like,
"The first, the first time that you had smelled that though, you would be like." Whoa, what is this from?
Maybe.
It's very noticeable.
Okay. Then maybe I just don't have
when
it.
When I was younger, I think I had the flu.
Test it.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of asparagus.
Test it and get back to us, please.
Yeah. Bunch of asparagus that night for dinner, and then got really sick. I mean, all night just asparagus. All night throwing it up. And ever since
then. That sounds terrible.
Was it every time I smell it, I'm just, I like,
because it hurts my stomach. I will say I was glad asparagus was in it. Like, asparagus and Brussels sprouts are probably my two favorite because when you cook them up, like this, almost
think,
the same
I
way.
I think I would have had green beans good. And my votes this time were way off. I would have had green beans and broccoli as my top two.
Broccoli's kind of like the OG. I thought broccoli was going to do way better. But it's just like the OG. It's like the same reason that chocolate chip cookies did so well.
Right.
It's like the OG. Like
everybody.
It's always broccoli.
Yeah.
I'm glad peas got its ass whipped.
I'm a peas fan too.
Peas are
the
fucking
They're good, but. It's kind
of
like green beans, unless you're like putting stuff on it. It's
dude, they're so.
I feel like
really
I feel like all of these vegetables can be garbage if they're not prepared correctly.
Dude, green and look or peas, they're like the best for you. I've eaten a lot of peas because I was like, look at the fiber in these sumbitches. Yeah. I gotta eat these things, and I just couldn't.
What about squash?
I just couldn't.
Huh? Squash is one
is that
of
a vegetable?
Butternut? Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's got seeds on the inside. Would it be a fruit?
Oh,
yeah, it's a
fruit.
It's probably if it has
fruit.
Seeds, it's a fruit.
Yeah.
Squash is a fruit.
Yeah.
I think there's different kinds of squash, though.
Butternut
some have,
squash is
some
the best.
Squash has seeds and some
butternut
don't.
Butternut squash.
No, yeah,
those
squash
are the big
is a pumpkin.
Okay.
And a pumpkin's a fruit, right?
I don't know.
My world is turning upside down right now.
Yeah, they're the same. They're the same. Yeah, there's seeds on the inside.
They're seeds. It's a fruit.
Yeah.
That's what I learned.
Oh,
pretty
man.
Sure.
I don't know if that's always true, though. I don't know, I think that there are exceptions to that rule.
I don't know.
I think it's probably right in this case, but I think there are exceptions to that rule.
I don't know.
So, like the tomato.
I should
we
stop
just
that.
Had
I've
a,
been fucking
tomato
wrong.
In my How Life Works fruit, class, we went through with all these different, tomato's fruit.
Yeah, I don't
if
like
it has
that.
Seeds. If it has seeds. Seriously.
Okay,
I just went through this in school. I'm pretty sure.
And he knows all about
if
the
I
Euro,
remember,
too. So.
If I remember correctly.
I'm just going
to
back down.
Listen to
tomato's fruit or something.
So, let's see. What do we got? We got a Today I Learned.
Today I Learned.
Let's see what we learned today.
Today I learned that syphilis had many historical names. In Germany, it was the French disease. In France, it was the Italian disease. In Holland, it was the Spanish disease. In Russia, it was the Polish disease. And the Turks called it the Christian disease.
Oh my God.
What a whole bunch of racist...
Dude, yeah. Yes.
What do you...
just a bunch of racists.
Area-ist.
Country-ist.
Countries.
Country-ist. Just like... This horrible disease that's
horrible
making
who
us
do we
lose.
Hate?
Yeah.
It's going to be the
horrible disease making us lose all our hair because we slept around. Let's blame it on somebody else, like another country. Have you heard the
that's
story
terrible.
Behind syphilis?
No.
So one of the main reasons that people wore those big poofy wigs back in the day was because all of them had severe syphilis. Like really rich
losing
people
their hair, really.
Were losing their hair because they had such horrible syphilis. So they made wearing these big wigs popular to hide
we
the
need
fact
to do
that they had horrible syphilis so they could continue having sex
on
with prostitutes.
On the podcast, we need to do a drunk history on rich people in the past with syphilis.
It was there's almost two brothers history. That you can trace it back to.
Are there any comments that we can go on to?
That's
very interesting.
Thumbs up.
So, do we have any weekend bangers? This will be going out on a Friday, hopefully.
I got one for sure.
You got one?
Let him go. I'll find one.
All right. You have any bangers on? Okay, so Jeremy, if you've had a team session with him, he
loves 80s rock.
He loves the music is going to change for you.
Thanks,
Dad. So we will have a if he has a banger, one of his favorite songs, we'll throw that on and we'll
Dude,
comment on it.
Dude, the 6 a.m. has to just love you.
Oh, they do. Oh, no, they do.
I was going to say, the 6 a.m. Yeah. has to love your music.
I got to pick a good one. If you're good,
if
you go.
If you're set, good, yeah. Yeah, throw one up. I know what one it is, too, because you have that concert coming up, right?
Oh. You know it's the same one?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Shout out, Hippie Sabotage, going to be at 5 and 5 Alive. So excited.
And this is Zach with Hippie Sabotage.
Sabotage.
Sabotage. That's how long it's been since he was last on.
Wow. Yeah, welcome back. At Zach Downs 1. I love it. Yeah, keep playing it until we got the next one. So who's up next? You got yours queued up?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so this was Jeremy's. So what was that one?
Everybody.
Drifter.
Drifter. All right, Drifter by Hippie Sabotage.
AC/DC.
Yes!
That's your guess?
Yeah.
That was my guess.
Not
too.
A chance. No. Oh. Okay. I am sticking with the
genre?
Time era and genre. Yeah. Yes. Right. This, this is Fire Woman by The Cult.
The Cult.
Fire Woman by The Cult.
Great like workout song, great barbecue song, and if you are a middle-aged man looking to make a cannonball in the pool, what a song to have an intro.
I love it. Just gets the juices flowing. There's a lot of that genre that I don't know, like, the specific names and
groups, yeah.
But I know the song by Doug Hall.
I actually, many, many stories about my old strength coach. First time he heard me play this, he goes, "This is a great song to burn down a barn, too." Like, "Wait, what?" He goes, "Yeah, my buddy made a music video to his barn burning down with this song."
Oh, not
take it back, right?
Right?
Yeah, seriously. For real. Awesome. All right, into the next one we got Jordan. You got a good one?
Sturgill Simpson, Call to Arms.
Call to Arms, all right. As this intro goes, thank you guys for joining us in the gym closet here with at Jordan.Hildreth, at Zach Downs 1, and at Remy2x4.
Nice.
And I am at TR Crave Strong, Crave with a K. Go ahead, jump on our subscribe, rate, review, and then jump on all of our social media. Comment on anything that you would like to hear from us. Make sure that you let us know how we're doing, what we need to cut out, what we should add, any ideas that will make this more fun for everybody, let us know. We got a lot of great stuff coming up this season, so stay tuned. We have this Saturday, we have our pause, our pedal for pause, rain or shine, I think we're going. I mean, I'm
it'll
going.
Be rain.
I'm going regardless, nice. And we're going to be bike riding in the rain. So.
Oh, yeah.
Biking in the rain. All right. So appreciate you guys all for stopping by. Thanks a lot. And we're going to roll out to Jordan's, what is it?
Call to Arms.
Call to Arms.
Like all this greasy hair flopping and all this. Oh, I forgot.
forget where they held it. Or,